intermission. If you can't take the heat, then stay out the kitchen. Just spitting cold facts, ain't nobody dissing. You're gonna see things clearly in night vision. Welcome to KV! Welcome to KV! We're back! What are you saying? I'm just eating an edible right now. I ain't even gonna lie, cuz. I'm eating an edible right now. So, if things go left halfway through the podcast, you're in. I'm edibles, and you man already see me in my bar, it. So, if things go left during the podcast, you know, I'm telling you, you man, you know why. Yeah? This is KV, in line with Shooting Defense, the best podcast in the world. Female commentators and pundits, your views. I was going to be humble with the thing, you know, and just, like, try and... Do you get me? Not rustle no feathers and get nobody upset. But come on, man, you lot of shit, bruv. Like, come on. Come on. Like... When was the last women's game that man said, boy, man, that's the post up tonight, you know? Man, I have to post up tonight and get ready for this game. Never. Not ever. I've never said, boy, babe, you know what? Make sure the kids and all that are settled early because there's a mad game on tonight. And I've never said that about women's game. No one's interested, cuz. You got that American goalkeeper doing up porn with a battered middle. Yeah, that Pope goalkeeper thing. It's just all a shambles, cuz. What is this? What is this? The technique is woeful, cuz. They've got a couple black things in your fast. That's about it. I don't care. Nah. I ain't having it no more, bruv. This is dumb. I'm posted up on a Saturday afternoon, sat down, yeah? Looking to take in some information and details about games and this, that. I've got Ince. Nah. You already know me in Ince's history. Yeah? You man already know me in Ince's history. Ince's breath stinks, yeah, I told him that, yeah, simple. And I'm still screaming for Paul Ince to be on the screen more than a flipping chick. Are you mad? Andy's breath stinks. You lot are dumb, bruv. You lot are dumb. You lot are dumb. All the guys that say, have you seen all the guys that say, oh, Alex Scott, she represents, oh, she's had 132 caps. Cuz, I can train my mum right now, yeah? My mum's fit enough, and she's in her mid-50s. She's fit enough. If I trained her now, she'll make the team. 100%. And I'm not even bantering. Fuck that. Ain't edibles or no nothing. I will train up my mum. In fact, let me call my mum. I'm calling my mum now. Everybody, like, I sent her a tweet today, yeah? A thread, yeah? All the girls are in their feelings. And I'm like, well, come we go and kick ball then. Simple. Done the talk. Forget the tweets. Come we go and kick ball. Now. I've had about 7 flipping grey gooses. Edibles. Yeah. All of that. All of that. Yeah. Come we kick ball now. I'll have a patch on my eye right now. You're not better than man still. It's dead, cuz. It's long. We don't need you commentating. And we don't need to see no ex-players in the studio talking in detail about football. Alex Scott, well done in your career, but you're not needed around here. Simple. Yeah? I don't hear no riff-raff. Yeah? When Redknapp said, me and Carragher has played at a higher level, what was you doing? Huh? Why didn't you talk about your international caps then? Huh? Why didn't you butt in and say, well, boy, I've played at a high level, I've played at the highest level, I've played international. Why didn't you jump in then? You was just there scratching your weave, cuz. And your weave ain't even all that either. You're done, huh? I don't give a shit. Come off my screen, cuz. I don't want to see this no more. No commentators. No girl in the studio. Nothing. All right, cool. You don't want to push the issue so much on this whole this equal rights thing and all that, yeah? On this equal rights thing. Just put in an application and start getting onto BBC and tell them to do you a fucking match of the day. Go on. Let's see how far you get with that. Huh? Because all this screaming at my tweets, yeah? You lot ain't screaming at the right people, guys. Because I don't run nothing to say, yeah, a football club or women's football are going to start doing this now and doing that. I'm just, it's my opinion. You man are all up in your feelings, yeah? It's my opinion, you man can't even control the ball on your chest too tough, cuz. Don't piss me off, cuz. Can you do a diving header? Huh? And not worry about landing. Can you do a diving header, huh? No. Simple. No. No, you can't. I'm not arse. Come that time of the month, things could be iffy on the field. You hear me? It could be iffy on the field, cuz. You don't know what kind of reaction they're going to get out of them if you tell them to give them some instructions or something. Don't piss me off. Yeah? You're not needed round here. When Thomas was running through the midfield, yeah, at Anfield, where were you lot? You weren't about. You weren't about, cuz. No gal was talking. Oh, football. Oh, equal rights. Oh, it's 2018. Bun 2018. It could be 2086. Yeah? You're not needed. Man, I'm not sexist. I live with four gal and I got another girl on the way. Man, beat up Pum Pum every night. I just don't want to see a gal on my TV who ain't had it out with the man them on the pitch or in the changing rooms. Yeah? We don't want to hear your opinions on ball. Simple. To me, brother, I say I feel. Simple. I say I feel. I say I see it. You get me? Load them drunk and talk that. I say I see it. Hey, now, but real talk, I say I see it, cuz. Dumb. Nah, come on. Nah, look, like real life now. Like, come on, real life, yeah? On a real. Tell me if these girls' technique is A1. Tell me. Come on, man. This is dumb. When they're kicking the ball, is it right? I don't care. I watched it. I watched a couple games last season. Simple. You know, the techers look iffy to me. But that just might be me. You know what makes me laugh is that man talk about my career and then I get questions like this. Did Frank Leboeuf ever talk about Ronaldo? Nah, listen, cuz. If you're shit, you are not around these people to be in the conversation, cuz. Piss me off in this dance. I'll be screaming out for equal rights and you ain't equal in this in talent-wise and all that. Can't be asking for same peas or next to same peas and you ain't got the same checkers and all that. That don't make no sense, cuz. What kind of bum scandoogle business are you man on? Huh? You gotta try to teeth peas from underneath man's foot. Fuck off, innit? Talk to me about. She's a legend. Alex. What's her name? Alex Scott. She's a legend. Now, listen, darling. Real life, I don't know you. I'm never going to probably chat to you or whatever. Yeah? But you're no legend. Not round here, cuz. I tell you that from now. Not round here. Yeah? Take off your weave and show your real hair and then fucking tell me if you're a legend. What happened with Paul Lintz? Paul Lintz is a chief. How about that? And his breath stunk. And nobody can't tell me nothing. Call the podcast police. Tell them to come and take me off the flipping podcast. Simple. How about that? Yeah? That's nothing happened. He was just moving like a fassy. So you're a chief. Simple. He can't tell me nothing. Don't get the Paul Lintz on the field as the same Paul Lintz did off the field. It didn't work like that. Paul Lintz on the field, Paul Lintz's breath didn't stink. Off the field, he's fucking... The Paul Lintz you man saw on the field, that man there, his breath didn't stink. The Paul Lintz I saw off the field, his breath fucking stunk, bruv. Simple, yeah? Simple. His breath stunk, bruv. And he had no backbone, yeah? Like, a big, hard back man like you. Big, Talawa, gallivanting midfield man like you. I'm 5'6", he's what, 6'1"? 5'11", whatever. He didn't, I weren't in his plans. That's calm, cuz. I got a year and a half of my contract, pay man up and let man splur. I was in motion of doing them things to clubs anyway. When things weren't going my way. Just kicking back, relaxing and not being arsed. In the end, the manager comes up to you and goes, listen, I know you ain't caused a problem. And I didn't cause no problem at MK. Go and ask Pete Winkleman. I didn't cause no problem. That's why Pete Winkleman gave me the check to bounce. Yeah? That's why I pulled up in the Porsche at MK, hopped out. Winkleman met me at the door. They didn't even want me in the stadium again, cuz. Prior to this, I've been off for 11 days. No sickness, no injury, nothing. Man was just off. Paul in said, you don't need to come in. Do you get me? And then, like, probably the about 2-3 days before I went in, everything was sorted. When I went in, my man met me at the door with a check. Took my check, jumped back in my Porsche and just... Have you ever bumped into Barry Fry? Yeah, obviously. Come on. Where was I? MK or Wickham? And I was ducking. Barry came in, former agent was like, yeah, you know. What's he after? Man told Barry where it is. Barry said, you know what, we can't even do that right now, guys. But we can, if he makes a certain amount of appearances and he scores a certain amount of goals. I told my agent, listen. Well, I said, listen, basic pay. We're going to talk about bonuses after, but let's do this basic pay thing. All this patching together thing and trying to make up the P's. Yeah. Yeah. If you're playing or if you score. But what happens if you man ain't got the P's and you man just don't want to play, man? Because this happens all the time. Yeah. What happens then? I'm just pocketless. I ain't got no P's. Done that. Man wanted to give me some dead out basic wage. Yeah, and try to top it up with goals and appearances. Like I'm an amateur in this transfer thing, bro. Like I'm at this club you've turned down. We went to a tournament. I didn't really turn them down, but anyway. Well, I'm going to tell you the story. We went to a tournament in Hong Kong. And a Hong Kong Sevens, I think. For Chelsea. And man done bits. I ain't gonna sugarcoat the thing. Man fucking was wavy, cuz. Yeah? We didn't win the tournament, we lost in the final. On pens, I think. Or we might have just, I don't know, we might have just lost, I don't know. But! Obviously, I was playing the whole tournament, cuz. You get me? 2-2s now. Finaled. Day was at the tournament. Started chatting to Chelsea about, yo, you know, what's my man doing and blah, 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 and rare, because we'd like him to come over and, do you get me? Chelsea's like, you fucking mad. You're crazy. But these times, like, when I sit back and think about now, and I, when Chelsea's saying, oh, fuck that long, I'm thinking, bro, man, you should have just said, man, I would have been wavy right now, cuz. Are you mad? I'd have been moving like Iron Robin right now, cuz I'm fucking pissed. I'd have been a black Iron Robin right now, right footed, fucking pissed. I had to choose one striker out of Van Basten or Klinsmann, who would it be? Whoever sent this question in is a pussy. Simple. Because Klinsmann can't see Van Basten. Anybody who comes and tells me otherwise, your mum smokes roll-ups. How about that? Tenants! You crazy? Van Basten! Don't he like Van B? Obviously, Klinsmann's a don out here, a legend. Man ain't disrespecting Klinsmann. Don't get it twisted, cuz. No way. But understand the levels of Marco Van Basten. Yeah? Injury, obviously, done him dirty. But understand who Marco Van Basten was.
You man are sending in some amateur questions, guys. I swear down.
KV! This is KV. I'm just in my bar right now, just chilling, doing the podcast. This is done. We're going to bring the visuals. We're going to bring the visuals. Don't worry, we're going to bring the visuals to KV. Don't get it twisted. This is KV in line with Shoot the Defense. The best podcast in the world. Will Ronaldo score in Italy? But I don't know, you know. Could be a sticky one still. Not saying he ain't going to bang, because he's going to bang. But obviously, the Italians are... Their whole thing's based off defending. So they're a bit more together than the Spaniards, really. Because when you boil down to the thing, it's only really Atletico, Barca and Real. Really? When you break the thing down, really? Do you get what I'm saying? The rest of them are fraudulent, cuz. Do you get me? And I know Italy ain't the bet like it used to be and whatever. But the foundations are still the same. Every team tries to do this defensive thing first. Do you get me? So it could be a bit sticky out there, but he's going to bang, obviously. You get me? He's going to bang. Therefore, 100% going to bang. They'll win the league, Juve, 100%. So, you get me? Don't know how many he's going to bang. I don't think it would be as fluent as flipping Spain, but he's going to bang. Who is the most complete defender you've trained or played against? I weren't really rating none of the defenders that I played against too tough. I'm going to tell you the God's honest truth. Not like that to say I'm going to put them on a pedestal and say, boom, yeah. Because I was a duster's cuz. I was dusting them out. Fuck this. I'm not saying man, certain man didn't have a good game against me and man didn't score on this, that and the other, but I ain't rating you like that. Fuck that. Lol. You ain't getting my team. So I'm going to have to go with the training team. Do you get me? So I'm going to have to go with the, who's the best player that I trained with. Probably Marcel Desailly. Now, my career was shit, remember? But, man, every day he was training. Are you impressed with the new Arsenal manager so far? Way too early, but we've got 2 defeats already, remember, you know? This little international break, don't let it confuse, man. We've got 2 defeats already. So it's way too early right now. Obviously, he's trying to install his way of kicking ball. So let's just see what happens, isn't it? But... So far, it ain't the best. It ain't the best. Tell you the God's honest truth. But like I said, it's a bit too early. So let's see. What you want about the female footballers and commentators tweets and all that and rearing this, that and the other. Can't we just play mixed teams then? Minor, come on. Like I said, forget the tweets and forget all the sexes. Can't we just play mixed teams? Simple. Yeah, and we'll see how many of you are going to get carried off injured. We are not the same. It's not equal, cuz. I didn't make it like this. Yeah? I didn't make it like this. I'm just telling you what it is. Because no footballers out there can't say it. Every footballer out there who has a professional contract don't want to see no gal in the studio talking football. I'm not asked. They might even come out and go, oh, she's doing a great job. But no. See behind closed doors? Them man are cussing. I'm letting you man know. And I will know more than you man. I'm letting you man know. All the footballers who's listening to this now, you man, rally up in the changing rooms now. Don't worry, I'll wait. Rally up now. Right now. Rally up. Fuck this. Rally up. Look to the left or look to the right. Ask yourself. Is a woman 11 scoring a goal against you, man? Ask yourself that. Then boxers, women boxers, the same as men boxers. Pay them the same thing. Do the same. Come, we mix it up then. You're getting laid out, cuz. Simple, it's the same thing. The only thing is it's not that physical like that. But if it comes to a 50-50, you are in the sky. Are you mad? Are you mad? The most technical man who don't tackle at all will be on crud in that mixed race, in that mixed game. Are you crazy, cuz? Don't piss me off. You know you get that man there that's not really, he's a technician. He ain't really on the tackling too tough. You get me? He will be on crud in that mixed teams game. We don't want it. We don't want it. We don't need it. We don't need nothing to do with you. You lot, listen. You lot's thing is growing. Fair play. Do your stuff. Come on.
I seen a couple goals, you lot doing your stuff. That's bliss. Do your own thing over there, do your stuff, go on. Do you get me? It might jump in a little half-time big Liverpool Man United game or Arsenal Tottenham game or half-time, you get a little advert to say that your game's coming true. That's calm. We don't need you. This is it. Like man said, a man tweeted and said, all they're doing is ticking the boxes. And that's 100% right, cuz. Because we don't need you out here, cuz. There's enough... don't think, oh, I'm being all like this because I don't want to be on the TV. I don't want to be on TV. For what? To pretend like I like these footballers. To pretend like I like these footballers. I'm like, nah, I probably like about a handful of them. Do you get me? I have to be on there smiling and gigging and kicking with people I don't even like. Long. You can keep your little peas, cuz I'm good. And what about when Man United's ladies played Liverpool's ladies in a 16,000 seater stadium? Only 829 people turn up. We are not interested. I'm not arsed. We're not interested. Say what you want to say. Tweet what you want to tweet. Numbers are there for itself. Man, I'm not interested. Simple. This is KV, in line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast in the world. This is KV, in line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast in the world. Nobody can't tell me that. Yeah.